rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
The Beatles!
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Lift off on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Bash.
Wow, man.
Sunday, November 17th, you'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling.
Groovy, man.
Plus, chances to have your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Get stadium tours, meet Fred Bird and KTRS personalities. You'll also have opportunities to win great prizes, including Cardinals tickets for next season. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more info about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash, Sunday, November 17th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Busch Stadium. From Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550.
Form out. Right arm.
KTRS.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the wackily chair.
Remember how much that doggy was in the window down in Mexico? I'll never forget that. Seriously, that we're on one of our trips with our listeners, and which Mexican town was it? Dan, wasn't it where your dad almost got killed by?
Yeah, I think Puerto Vallarta. When we got married, yeah, Puerto Vallarta.
We're going to this store, and there's it's not even a real pet store. They just have a section where you can buy, you know, a parakeet, a lizard, and there's a dog in there. And I think his name was Carlos. He was a Chihuahua. He was a really cute little. I don't like Chihuahuas, but he was kind of a funny, cute little dog. And
I don't either.
And I thought, hey, we're in Mexico. I bet Chihuahuas are real cheap. Kind of like if you're on the ocean, you expect lobster to be cheap.
Right.
It's not. And I said, hey, how much? And I didn't misunderstand.
Yeah, 14, we were doing the pesos to dollars.
$1,400 for a Chihuahua. Then you still have to get him home. And I thought, well, he's cute, but he's not that cute. We'll leave him down in Mexico. It's time to check in with your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. The way this works is simple. You call now. I mean, like, right now. 314-969-5877. Or you can call a tougher number to get through on, but you can get in and grab it, maybe if you're lucky. That's toll-free, 888-550-5877. And the only reason I'm doing the numbers now is KTRS. If your keypad looks like our keypad, 40, 50 years old, and the letters are worn off, you don't know where the K is, or the T, or the O. We have no clue, because we can't read them. So once again, it's 314-969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's a great app. I have it on my iPhone and I have it on my iPad. It's STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to download. It's the easiest way ever to get a Laclede cab. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, the one, the only, the man who sometimes looks like Jerry Garcia and sometimes looks like a really decent, cleaned-up, normal human being, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 hey. How is everyone today?
Hey, doctor, how are you?
Good. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Which phase are you in now? Are you in the Garcia hippie phase?
No, I look like a really normal guy.
Like an upstanding...
Upstanding business guy, you know, mm-hmm. Short hair. I still have a beard, but
now your customers, the people who bring their pets to you, do they express which look they like? They like
that.
You
know, it's kind of weird. I get positives either way. So, you know, there's probably the hippie crowd that likes the Jerry Garcia look, and then there's probably the more traditional.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You nailed it. When you look like Jerry Garcia, you had that look. You wear them both pretty well.
You're
one of those people who can be two.
They call me the
people.
Chameleon. You never know what I'm going to look like.
And I'm sure you've had chameleons brought into you.
Every day.
As patients.
Every day.
Absolutely. What's going on over there? Are you guys having a good day?
Are we having a good day?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently we are. You ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
All right. We have people who have pets, and they have questions, and we will start with Sandy. Sandy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sandy. How are you, honey?
Fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What's cooking?
I have a three-year-old Cavalier Spaniel who has always been kind of a finicky eater. Mm-hmm. About a year ago, my dad moved in, and he had started giving him a lot of table food,
yes,
much to my dismay. Mm-hmm. So now the dog does not want to eat dog food.
Well, of course not.
So I had, you know, I know if they get hungry enough, they will eat. That's what I've always heard.
Right.
So I've waited and waited, and he would eat one day the dog food and then not eat for, like, four more days.
What are you using to feed him right now? Is it a dry food?
Dry.
Yeah, you might switch back to I don't know which product line you have, but if they're within the product line you're using, if they have a wet food version, you might start by mixing in just some wet food, small portions, and they'll get more interested in that. And then gradually what you can do is kind of be sneaky and introduce that wet food, once they're eating it, into your dry food and kind of work back to a dry diet. But you're right, they will get back into it if you kind of make a demand of it. But if you continue to feed them on the side, that's not going to work.
But see, that's the issue. Your dad still live there?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. What's to keep him from slipping the dog?
Is he controllable?
Yeah.
You know, he's 93.
Wow.
Tell him to put him in the doghouse if he doesn't behave.
He doesn't hurt him, and I yell at him. He doesn't remember. So, but, you know, the dog's losing weight.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I'll try
the wet food approach. I think you'll find that good. I like a dog food called Pedigree, but there are a lot of other good ones. And if you do switch out of your typical product line, if it's, for instance, Purina or whatever, you want to do it slowly over a couple of weeks so you don't mess up his tummy.
Sandy, this might work. Every time your dad does that, feed your dad dog food.
Yeah.
He may not mind it.
I'm going to switch you guys out.
He'll only eat what my mom cooked, and she didn't cook giving dog food, so I don't think that'll work.
Well, good luck, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sandy. You know, one of the rare times my wife cooked, and she never cooks, but one of the... we gave some of the scraps because we wouldn't eat it. So the kids and I, we gave it to our dog. Our dog actually went out into the dirt and scratched out the words, "Dog food, please." My wife's cooking was that bad that the dog begged for dog food. Yeah, that's how bad it was.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope she is. Robert, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Robert. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I've got a question about relocation of animals. We have a dog and two cats, and we've just made a local move. And the cats are very much used to being outdoor type of cats, not only roaming around, but also, I think, usually doing their business. Mm-hmm. And now that we're in this new surroundings, we're a little reticent to let them out and about, afraid that they won't know how to get back home, and we're also concerned that they may choose not to use the litter box until it could become a problem. And I was wondering if you might have any suggestions for that.
Yeah, I'll hang up. Two suggestions might be, first of all, if you want to try inside the house, might be a little tough, like you said, because they haven't lived that way, but you would have to isolate them to, like, a utility room or some other isolated room where they have one or two boxes, kind of retrain them to the boxes, because it is kind of instinctive for them to want to do that. So maybe a basement room or something like that. The other choice might be to put them out, if you want them to be outside cats, which we don't really suggest anymore, but if that's a necessity, then you might put them in the garage, if you can fashion, like, a cat door, a little doggy door, and initially leave them in there again, kind of get conditioned to that site put their food in there, put their bedding, and put their litter box, and then gradually let them explore outside when you're around, maybe milling around in the yard. I think that would probably work, and they're pretty smart. They're not going to do something silly for the most part. Okay.
I could tell from the clicks we lost Robert there.
Yeah, he said he wanted to hang up and listen.
Okay. So now we move to Ray. Ray, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Doc, how you doing?
Good, Ray, and you?
Oh, just another day in paradise. My AM and the PM.
You got that right. 45-degree gray paradise.
Yeah, really.
Hey, I have a little white, my wife and I have a little white Bichon poodle. He's about 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And a little black mixed puppy. He's got a, like the lab face, but a dachshund body, you know, the big paws and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he is constantly scratching. So my wife and I are thinking he's got fleas. So I've gone to the store and I got all the stuff you spray on him. That doesn't seem to work. I went to one of the pet meds thing. I got the stuff you put on his back. Mm-hmm. That didn't seem to work. I went to my vet. They gave me some more stuff to put on his back, the little drops, like he's got fleas. Still, he's scratching. So I was kind of...
Well, let me understand. So you have two dogs, but you're talking about this little black puppy that's the newer dog.
That's the one. And
okay,
I don't
how old is that dog right now?
I'm sorry?
How old is that puppy?
He's about, I'd say about 6 months old now.
Okay, and your vet didn't see anything like evidence of fleas or flea dirt or anything like that on him?
Not that we could tell, but they gave me some stuff to put on his back, the little drops. You know, I put those on there, and he's still scratching. I was calling him today, and it was almost like little white flakes, so I'm thinking, does his dog have dandruff? Or
he could have some dander, and this time of year it's more common, but you might also have something called a flea hypersensitivity if it's towards the back on the tail. So what I would do is get on some antihistamines. There are a couple of good ones that are specifically good for skin. Benadryl typically isn't one, so you want to talk to your vet about other choices. And then you might also either use a soothing, calming shampoo and or an omega-3 type of supplement for the skin. That's something you take orally, okay? And I think that combination of things would be helpful.
Yes, where would he get it, he said?
His veterinarian would have all those products. So you definitely want to go and get, you know, kind of a guidance and a passage. The other thing is you could develop, and it's awful young, but the puppy could have some kind of sensitivity to certain foods that would cause an itching. But I would start with those simple things, with a supplement, omega-3 supplement, some antihistamines, and possibly a soothing a shampoo or some other kind of rinse. Okay?
And omega-3, antihistamines, and what else did you say, Doc? I'm sorry.
Antihistamines. And
omega-3.
I'm sorry, omega-3 and possibly a soothing kind of rinse or shampoo. Okay?
Okay, I'm good enough. Doc, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys. Have a nice day.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Robert. Good luck with that. You know, sometimes we talk about things that have... The word for it is the perfect word for it. And this is a good example. Puppy. It's the perfect word for a puppy, isn't it?
Sounds puppy. Sweet, sounds cute.
Yeah, puppy. That's just a great word. Yeah. Ray is here.
That was Ray. Big Daddy. That was Ray.
I'm sorry, that was Ray. Then this is Big Daddy. Big Daddy, say hi to Big Doug.
To Doug.
Hi,
hey,
Big Dr. Daddy.
Doug. Hey, hello? Dr. Doug.
Now, this is awkward. There? This is awkward. Let's try this again. Hey, Big Daddy, say hi to Big Doug.
Hey,
it's still
Dr.
awkward.
Hi, how are you? What's going on, Big Daddy?
I can't call it right now. Hey, what's his name? I'm AM and the PM.
That's good to hear.
Okay, Dr. Doug, is there such thing as a doggy? Can you abort a dog's puppies or anything?
Typically, they don't do that. If you have a dog that got pregnant accidentally, you probably want to get it spayed before it develops. Did it just happen? She was in heat.
Yeah, I came home the other day, Dr. Doug, and the neighbor's dog was.
I would. She shouldn't be breeding anyway. You really should get her in before those babies develop, and just get her spayed. There's still plenty of time if it just happened.
Yeah. That would be the best thing to do. Why do dogs get hung up, Dr. Doug?
Say what?
Why do dogs get hung up
on each other?
The males
after their business.
Right. The males have a portion of their organ that has a swelling that fills with blood. It's called the corpus cavernosum.
That's right, corpus cavernosum.
And it allows them to lock up and literally be tied into the female so they can't pull away.
Lucky.
And they also have a os penis. They have a bone in their penis.
Whoa.
So all that structure is there for a reason. Otherwise, the girls would run away.
So they have a real bone, unlike
yes.
Human.
Yeah. As they do. A lot of mammals do, in fact.
Whoa.
Are they the only animals that get hung up like that?
No, but they're commonly the ones that do.
Big Daddy, I got to tell you, you ask questions nobody else has ever asked about getting hung up with a bone and dog abortion. We've never had that come up before.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to worry about these issues.
Frank, those are questions I've always wanted to ask, and I love to hear Dr. Doug's segment.
Well, I got to tell you something. I like the way you talk, Big Daddy. Where are you from?
I'm from Winona, Mississippi.
Wow, you could have fooled me. Well, you call any time with questions nobody else asks, okay?
And we'll be happy to help you if you need it.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Okay. All right, Big Daddy. I get the feeling Big Daddy's a truck driver, too.
I don't know. We have...
I had that sort of I'm in the cab sort of sound, I thought. Well, there you go. We're going to do this again next Wednesday, if Dr. Doug would agree. Would you agree to do that?
I would love to.
All right, we'll be back next Wednesday. Thank you, Doctor.
Be well, everybody.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
And, even though he never mentions where he is, I'll do it for him. The Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, which is on Clarkson next to Wilson. Pretty easy. And he's the proprietor of that veterinary clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great app. Speaking of apps, you guys, I wrote it down. Make sure I get it right. It's called Ask FM. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
The story on the news this morning, Ask FM, and I don't know why it's called Ask FM, but apparently you get online and it's like a Dear Abby thing, and you lay out your problems, and then people, just general public, they come in and give you advice. The problem with this thing is now a lot of people are mean and cruel, and they're coming online and instead of giving sensible advice, going, "Hey, why don't you kill yourself?" And so now it's a big problem. Well, here's my solution to this problem, folks. Don't go online with your personal stuff, okay?
Right.
And ask just the general public, "Help me." Don't do it. And here's why. Every low life, despicable coward out there, this is you're ripe for the picking.
A lot of creeps will just do that for entertainment.
Exactly. And they're saying, too, on this news story I saw that some of these people now, they're having to get therapy because they're so distraught over what people told them. Don't ask these people. Don't do that. Get some advice from a relative or your preacher or whatever you feel comfortable. This internet stuff, I'm just amazed at the people that think that if you go on there that everything that comes back at you is going to be legitimate or positive. It's not. It's the greatest place in history ever for people to take advantage of people. I don't care if it's identity theft or bullying people or whatever. It's a perfect platform for that stuff. So stay off of that thing, that stinking Ask FM or whatever. Now, if they had Ask AM, that's a different story.
Oh, sure.
That'd be legit, and you'd get some real good advice. I mentioned that yesterday to somebody. It's still weird for me, and maybe a little bit for Dan, not as much for Peon. Because sometimes I actually forget that there is no more Oldsmobile, there is no more Plymouth, there's no more Pontiac, and there's no more Mercury. That's weird.
It is strange.
And don't you kind of forget that they're gone?
Yeah.
I almost the other day, for some reason, I was going to say something to somebody about I haven't even seen the new Pontiacs, and I thought, well, wait a second, nobody has. There is no Pontiac.
Yeah.
And there's no Mercury, and there's no Plymouth, and there's no Oldsmobile. And I'm probably leaving out a couple, but I'll tell you what's still around. Chevrolet is still around. And I don't know who comes up with the names for models. I don't know who came up with Malibu. I don't even know what most of them mean. Peon, you know what an Impala is?
Yeah, it's like
an elk.
Like
an animal. Like an elk type thing, running and jumping.
Like a gazelle, a small...
Malibu, I think, is water related. Isn't it something to do with the ocean or a beach?
A beach,
water?
Yeah, Malibu Beach. I don't know if that it means something like that.
I don't. Corvette, I read the other day where that came from. That was pretty interesting, but I should have written it down because I don't remember now what it was. Camaro, there's a history. Kind of interesting to go back and look at what these names mean. But the other thing that I think is well, it's beyond just interesting, is that the big three, you know, Chrysler, Ford, Chevy, and I'm going to mention Ford and Chrysler because they're players. They are. They're players. There are still a few people, and not many. We're getting down to where they're almost non-existent, but there are people who will say something like, I would never drive anything but a Ford. There's still a few of those around, and chances are those people haven't bothered to drive a Chevy in years. My suggestion to you, before you make a decision, is get behind the wheel of a new Silverado if you're a truck buyer. Get behind the wheel of the new Impala. Wow, what a vehicle. If you're looking for a family car, a sedan, get behind the wheel of an Equinox or, you know, a Spark or a Sonic, or drive them. Drive them. Johnny Londoff would be happy for you to take a test drive, because things change. Vehicles change. Car companies change. They have to. And Chevy's made some tremendous improvements the last couple of years. The Impala, still around after all these years. I think Impala's been around since the 50s. It's taken on some different forms. Now it's just Impala. There's not a Bel Air, Biscayne that are sort of similar models. That's it. It's the Impala. Here's the other thing I want you to remember. When our parents and grandparents used to go buy a vehicle, it was a big deal. It was something to have a party over. It was so exciting. They unveil new models. All of them are unveiled about the same time every year. September, usually, maybe October, the next model year was unveiled. And literally unveiled. They'd pull a tarp, a cover off of it on a TV commercial or in a showroom. And there were signs posted says, coming September 23rd, the all-new 19-whatever Chevy. They don't do that anymore. They've taken that away. I wish they would, but they don't. So they come out at different times of the year. But if you shop at Johnny Londoff, if you will at least make that part of your shopping experience, we're not even asking to not go anywhere else. We don't care where you go. Go to other dealers. Go look at other models. But just include a trip to Johnny Londoff, because this is about more than just a Chevrolet. All Chevy dealers have the same exact vehicles. And if all you did was sell what they sell and you didn't do anything differently, you'd go out of business. So what do? Are your prices going to be that much better? No, probably not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Johnny Londoff's prices are so much better than anybody else's. They're probably all pretty close. So you make your choice based on how you're treated and what the experience is like. And when you do that, you go to Londoff, you're going to find out why so many people come back, whether they trade every 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. When it's time to do it again, they go right back to Johnny Londoff. This is a place that makes you feel appreciated, and you can tell they are so grateful for your business. And it's not an act. It's real. It's genuine. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You look around, you find the vehicle you like, the price you can afford, and then you just at least go in and watch what it's like to do business with Johnny Londoff. And if they don't keep you and they let you walk, then that's an issue that they'll have to work on. I don't think it's going to happen. And I think when your time comes for you to buy the next one, you're going to go there. And when somebody asks you where you got your vehicle, you can't wait to tell them about your experience at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're where they've been for a long, long time, decades. North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. You can find them online at Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Let's get a look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland.
All right, the accident on southbound 55 south of Butler Hill, that has been cleared. You're still a little heavy between Lindbergh, or between Highway 270 up through Butler Hill, but that's thinning out. On westbound 40, the usual slowdowns you got from Grand through Boyle, from Science Center through McCausland, then around 270 through Mason. The only other slowdown is just at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 stacks up east of McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170 is heavy from Highway 70 through Frost, and then on eastbound 40 downtown. Looks like we're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Toys R Us. Today at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day. Plus, get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs, two for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's round ball time again. This Friday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Lions of Southeastern Louisiana at Mizzou Arena. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
It's a cat fight as the Tigers take on the Lions. This Friday on the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
When you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s. And 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's bobcuban.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
For over three decades, Cleary has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From egg storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Cleary, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Cleary, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Cleary provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Cleary building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough?
Cleary built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Are you tired of chasing double-digit returns at the expense of security and peace of mind?
Give Heisey Advisory Group a call right now. Let us put your vision, goals, and dreams into a plan that will provide a proven and worry-free retirement. Don't wait for the next market downturn.
Call now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group, financial security in any economy.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
If you're looking for a piece of jewelry that is unique, one of a kind, that says what you exactly want it to say, I recommend going to the place your grandparents went, your parents went, and now you're going to go. Setley Jewelers has been helping generations here in St. Louis with that one of a kind piece of jewelry. Wedding rings, engagement rings, brooches, pendants, earrings, whatever you need. Setley Jewelers, 314-725-8182 or setley.com.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Sunday afternoons at 3, the Big 550 will be legal. It's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, a new show that provides critical information you need to protect your legal rights. Join Chris Dysart, a former federal prosecutor, and co-host Kelly Jackson as they help you take on a greedy, selfish world. Chris answers your legal questions and discusses legal decisions that impact you and interviews cutting-edge guests about topics that can change your life for the better. Join Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now, this is My Maria. I'm going to guess it's the original from the 60s or 70s.
No,
or
is this Brooks and Dunn?
Boy, they did such a good job of sounding just like the original.
Yeah.
They really did.
I like this version better, actually.
I think I do, too. We're headed back to the phones. Light them up. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Bullet is here. Hello, Bullet.
Hello, Frank AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's shaking?
Bacon.
Oh,
hey.
Thank you, Peon. Hey, the Manhattan Project that the guy called in on earlier, the Fat Man and Little Boy.
Yes.
Do you know what got named after that?
No.
The Harley Davidson Fat Boy.
Really?
Yes.
Why was it the Fat Man if it was named after it?
I don't know, but they said they used the fat out of one and the boy out of the other, and they called it the Fat Boy.
Are you a Harley guy?
Yes.
Are you into, you know what I've gotten into? My wife and I watch it now every week, The Sons of Anarchy. Do you watch this?
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness, is it good. It's great.
I think I might have to, but yeah, I've got a Heritage Softail, and my girlfriend's got a Sportster Iron.
Hey, I've owned two Harleys. I've had 16 motorcycles. Two were Harleys. One was a Heritage Softail, and it's the one bike that I regret letting go, that I wish I kept. I love that bike.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful bike.
I love it, too. I'm looking to get me another bike probably come spring. I want to get an Ultra Classic.
Well, let me tell you, pick yourself. I had an Ultra Classic, and I didn't care for it, but do yourself a favor. Pick up the first season of Sons of Anarchy. And,
I'll do that.
You'll be hooked, especially if you're a Harley guy. It's pretty interesting.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right, thank you, Bullet. That's a Bullet, everybody. Here's Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Frank. Load it up. I got a joke for you.
All right, hang on. I'm ready.
Okay, this is for Steve at work, but how do you know your wife is dead?
Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes are stacked up.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, that's horrible.
And I don't care for that.
What
that's
the heck is
sexist
that?
Sexist, and it's not, I don't
He's
think it's
laughing.
Funny. Yeah, I know. He's laughing. Shame on
Jim.
It.
Jim.
Anything else, Jim?
I laughed even harder at work, so.
and to be fair, Jim, by the way, if you want to make it right, if you're in a group of people, go, okay, in fairness, here's the other version of the joke. How do you know if your husband's dead? The sex is the same, but the grass needs to be cut.
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody's happy. Okay. All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's funny, I haven't told that joke because it's too short. I like a joke I can milk like 20 minutes out of, but it is a great joke. Margie is next.
Frank?
Hello, Margie, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm really surprised. I was so stunned yesterday. I want to thank Eon for what he did. I don't know who was more surprised, Mike or me, when he gave him that anyhow.
Oh, when we caught him, anyway. He actually said it.
Oh, Mike Evans finally got a legitimate anyway. Yeah.
I've been listening to you since you've been on KTRF, and that's the first time I've ever heard it. And I don't even remember what he was talking about. It just, my brain just shut down.
No, we never remember what he talks about. So what can we do for you, Margie?
Nothing. I just called to thank Ian for that, and I really enjoy your show, and you need to have another spelling bee. That was really good.
Did we have a spelling bee? When did we have a spelling bee?
Oh, gosh, it's been maybe a month
ago. Oh, yes, yeah, no, it was. It was words that were really
Peon
tough.
Had the words. Yeah. Yeah, Peon had some words. That, you know what? That was fun.
I'll look
Peon,
for another
get,
list
yeah,
of words.
Yeah, I'm with Margie. Get some more, though. That was good.
Because every time you said something, you know, the word came up, Dan would say, oh, God.
No, it was a great list of words because they were words that I was convinced I knew how to spell. And they're the ones that we all mess up. No, that's a good idea. We'll do that again.
Okay.
All right, Margie.
Did I end up winning that by default?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, because you didn't say anything.
I know.
You were smart enough to keep your mouth shut, and you didn't spell one word, and you won. Very smart. George, how are you, George?
Hi, George. Everything. You're just killing me with this Hal Jolson thing.
Well, Hal's not with us anymore. He's not with us. He's not with us.
I was wondering if you could do any kind of, like, high arena rock, like you sticks and everything, or anything like that. If you
George, I want to read you a bulletin. Sticks. I just got a bulletin handed to me. Hal Jolson is dead.
Hal Jolson is dead. He's not going to do that anymore?
He's dead. He was found face down in the Mississippi River about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? I was wondering about the guy who plays the harmonica there.
That's Dan Strauss plays the harmonica.
Okay, he could do Midnight Cowboy. If you guys could do that for me, that would just be top on 100%.
He
always nails that.
George, that's by Nilsson. That's the theme from Midnight Cowboy by Harry Nilsson. And I know exactly. Okay. I know it well. And as soon as you hang up, Dan will be happy to play it for you.
I would really appreciate it. And you're not going to do Hal Jolson anymore?
He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, me too. But that's
okay,
the way it goes.
You'll do Midnight Cowboy for me?
As soon as you hang up.
Okay, thank you very
much. Now, just for those who might not be familiar with it, Midnight Cowboy was a horrible movie. At the time it came out, it was actually X-rated. The rating system was different then, and it got an X rating. If you had that now, it's pornography. There was no R. There was, I think, G, PG, X, and it starred Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. And I'm with the guy who called earlier. Terrible movie. But it was a highly acclaimed movie, and the theme song, Everybody's Talking at Me, I Hear What They Say.
Okay.
Here now to do just a line or two or whatever the terminology is in music. I don't know. Is it line?
Bars.
Bars. There you go. Bars. I'm not a musician. Here with a few bars of it, get ready to love it, is Dan Strauss. Echoes of my mind.
That's it. There you go, George.
That's for you, George. Andrea. Andrea, is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM, cruising down this beautiful 44 corridor. It's absolutely gorgeous with the trees, even in the dark day.
That is a great place to drive.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. So you were talking about cars earlier and the ones that have disappeared, and you mentioned Plymouth, and I was reminded of my first car, which was a Plymouth Valiant, which had a push-button dashboard for the gears.
Yes. Okay. Several of the Dodge Chrysler products had push-button dashes. The Dodge Monaco had a push-button dash.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that didn't stick around. I thought that was kind of cool.
It was pretty easy, and I called it the Brown Recluse. It was a great vehicle. So, hey, have a good day. Thanks
for
sharing.
You too, Andrea. Yeah, my neighbor, when I was a kid, he always bought when they would sell off cop cars because they had hellacious engines in them. They were real fast, so he'd always buy cop cars.
And one of the ones he bought was a Dodge. I'm pretty sure it was a Monaco. And it had, literally, you just push DR, like you'd push the buttons on a blender.
I remember that. Yeah. I had a neighbor that had one. And I was like, whoa, that is wild.
It was great, except that, you know, if you got in to drive it, if you drove it, you'd, without thinking, you'd reach up to grab the, and there's nothing there. And you had to get used to that.
I had a 61 Corvair, and it had a little lever.
Yes. You know what? You're right. It was up and down. It was like a, what would you?
It was like neutral. There wasn't park because you had to set the emergency brake. It was like neutral, reverse, and drive.
That no, it's like a lever you'd open a vent with or something. Yeah. That's how you put the thing in gear.
Yeah.
Ben is here. Hello, Ben.
Yes, I want to ditto your comment on the Sons of Anarchy. Whenever my wife gets mad at me, she threatens to go Gemma on me.
You know what? I didn't watch it. How long has it been on? 3 years or something? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close. I was going to ask if you got in at the very beginning because
I didn't. But what's interesting is we jumped in this season. We missed
a lot.
No, but you know what? It didn't take long to figure out who Jax is and who his mom is and Jimmy Smith's character. It for some reason some serials like that or series you can't jump in midway and really get it. This one we were able to in about three episodes. We were hooked.
Yeah, but you've missed a lot of suspense. I think this series is lacking just a little bit more than what the last two or three before it, but it still keeps your attention. But no, you need to go back. It's, you know, I would compare it almost to Breaking Bad. I mean, you need to go back because this got some big time drama and suspense and a lot of things you don't expect to happen either.
Yeah, and here's the thing, for people who haven't seen it, you don't have to be a motorcycle person. It's just like you can watch Breaking Bad, you don't have to do meth or make meth. It's still just a great series, and it's terrific.
It's not just about the motorcycles at all, hardly, to tell you the truth.
Now, let me ask you this. Katie Sagal, I don't know much about her. Peon, you could tell me. Isn't Katie Sagal kind of a babe?
Yeah.
Well, in this show, she's not. She's a skank. I mean, they've done a great job of making her look like a skanky biker chick.
That's what was always funny, because she was on Married with Children, and Al was always talking about how she was some old hag or something, but she was actually kind of attractive.
Now,
she could look mean. I mean, she could be mean.
Well, she is in that show, I'll tell you that. And who's and the cute gal that's Jax's wife who's filing for divorce, who plays that part?
I don't know her name.
She's cute, man.
I don't get into all the names and stuff. I just don't care.
She's a cutie. Ben, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Sons of Anarchy. I had many people tell me I should watch it, and I just, for whatever reason. And then I don't know what happened. I know what happened. My son and his wife are really into it, and we were at their house, and it was on, and I thought, this looks pretty interesting, and that's it. We were hooked. Chris, how are you, Chris?
You're doing great. I was just calling in about the most interesting man in the world.
And who's that?
You know, you guys are talking about those Corona commercials.
Oh, yeah, the Dos Equis.
Oh, yeah, Dos Equis.
I'm sorry, Dos Equis, yeah. Yeah, that guy has actually been in, like, hundreds of, like, he's appeared, like, hundreds of times on TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
He was just always, like, one of those background guys. He was started back, like, I think his first time he was on was in a John Wayne movie.
Is this Keanu Reeves?
And
you sound like Keanu Reeves.
I would like to have his salary.
Has anybody else told you that before? You sound like Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, actually. but yeah, you know, I mean, he was on Dallas like 20 times, Knots Landing, like all those shows from the 70s and 80s, you know. Oh, he was okay. Always one of those, like, secondary background characters.
Well, he's got a regular gig now.
He's got, like, you know, a lot of experience in the, like, film and television industry, but he was just always one of those unknown people in the background.
What's interesting, if you find out a character's name, like, what was his name, Peon Livingston or something? Go to the International Movie Database.
Jonathan Goldsmith is this guy's name.
Jonathan Goldsmith.
Yeah.
Any character like that, go to the database, the International Movie Database, and pull up their bios. It's unbelievable how much some of these people have done that you don't realize they've done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris, we got to run.
Okay, man.
Keanu, thanks
for your time.
All right, Keanu, anytime. Well, I mean, that kid made him just like Keanu Reeves, didn't he?
Yes.
Was not Keanu Reeves. Maybe it was. He's called himself Chris.
Richmond High, Sean Payne.
Boy, we may have to have Mr. Clevin go in the Playhouse. Not a big deal. I'm sure he'll be happy to do that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, those are two real people who work for a real company, a great company, Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel Nicholas, they're in the business of giving people financial advice. And Mark and Jason are the two people that you will sit down and meet with, and they're going to ask you a lot of questions. And they should. Don't be put off by that, because there's no way that anybody can advise you on what to do with your $25,000 or more unless they know several things about you. Things like, well, they'll obviously be pretty obvious how old you are, but how long do you intend on working? How safe and secure is your job? Do you work for one of those companies that's has a tendency, when things get a little rocky, to lay people off? Is it possible it could be sold? Is there a merger? Are you in somewhere real safe and secure? You're in the military. How old are your parents? Could one or both your parents end up living with you? Do you have kids? How old are your kids? Do you like vacations? What kind of lifestyle? Well, how big is your house? Do you want a bigger house? Are you going to be happy with that when you go to downsize? There's a lot of questions. They want to look at your taxes. Are you paying too much in taxes? Most people are. Most of us pay too much income tax. Legally, we could pay less in taxes, but you have to have somebody advise you how to do that and where else, what else to do with that money, how to put it away so it's there at a later date, and not just for retirement, but other things. Maybe you might want to have some money for a college education or a trip or a wedding or whatever. Mark and Jason, it starts with you and a phone call, and that all starts with their website. And their website is markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like they've cleared an accident from southbound 270 near Doherty Ferry, but you do have some slow traffic. Page down through Olive and then from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry, in pockets, that is. They are working with an accident on westbound 70 at Broadway, and that has traffic backed up through the depressed section. And southbound 255 at Highway 64 in Illinois, you've got an accident there. Downtown eastbound 40 slowing Jefferson to the Poplar. And this traffic report brought to you by Toys R Us. Today at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day, plus get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs, two for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kelly Jackson from the McGraw Show. Join us on Thursday morning as noted political author Mark Halperin reviews the election of 2012. We'll preview a school transfer conference taking place on Thursday. Plus, author Bill Mintaglio will discuss Dallas, 1963. McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m.
Are you embarrassed about your smile?
Let Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold give you your smile back in as little as one day.
Call their caring staff at 636-287-9331. Replacement dentures start at just $3.95 per set.
Simple extractions are just $39 per tooth with the purchase of immediate dentures.
Providers are general dentists and not specialists.
Dentures and Dental Services, Thomas John Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, LLC, and Associates.
Your new smile is a day away.
Call 636-287-9331.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News.